Good afternoon, and welcome to the Lie Free Zone. The truth has got to be good enough. You deserve the truth. You're entitled to the truth, even if we have to dig it up and find it on our own. But the big lie that we like to talk about here on the Lie Free Zone is a lie about income taxes that the government has been telling us for many, many, many years. This is Tom Cryer, and I'm hosting the Lie Free Zone for you today on a special type of forum. I'm here attending in Irvine, California, attending the Freedom and Justice Conference being sponsored and held by the Freedom Law School, and as a special guest of theirs. And so privileged to meet with some very, very gifted, very, very honest and truth-oriented people like Joe Bannister, who is a former CID, Criminal Investigations Division, agent with the IRS, who decided that he wasn't going to continue with the big lie once he found out about it. And he gave up his job and his career because he had to keep his oath. I'm hoping that I'm not going to have to give up my job and my career for keeping my oath, but that's what I've done. If you're not familiar with the story, we'll touch base on it for just a minute. But if you want to be on the program today, you can do so by calling in at 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. When you do call, though, bear in mind a couple of things. That number one, I am an attorney, but I'm not a tax attorney. And I am pursuing some very heavy issues in the tax arena. But that does not make me a tax specialist or tax advisor. My interest with respect to the tax laws is to what do they say and what does the Constitution permit them to do. And whether there's a conflict either between what the laws say or what we're going to find out more and more about is that the government says one thing, the law says another, and the Constitution says the government can't do what it's saying, and that's why the law doesn't say what it says. So we're going to talk about that, but I do want to remind you, I cannot advise you on how to deduct for a particular loss or whether this particular expense or that particular piece of income or profit is or is not treated in a particular way by the code or by the regulations. But we can talk about what's true about what the government can and cannot do. The venue here that I'm coming to you from Irvine, California, it produced something, though, that I think maybe we might want to talk a little bit about before we turn to the phones. This entire conference here is to educate people and to give them information about and the truth about their constitutional rights and their obligations under the Constitution and how that obligation, which is solely to hold the government to it, can be kept by sticking together, banding together, and helping whenever somebody is trying to do just that. One of the problems, of course, that you have with that is that the Constitution and the law about it is a large body of law. So I'm going to give you today, just a few minutes here, I'm going to give you about a one-minute lecture or one-minute trick about how to understand the Constitution, everything you need to know about it in 1 minute. So in order to do that, though, you need a piece of paper and you need a pencil or pen. So get one handy, because when we do that, you need to see something visually so that you will have then everything you need to know, not necessarily want, not necessarily should, but everything you need to know in order to understand your Constitution. But the thing that I wanted to point out today was how frightening the trip was over here. I drove after working all day and up until midnight. I drove from Shreveport, Louisiana to Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, and I got on an airplane and flew over here at 6 a.m. I was terrified. Not by the flight. I'm a pilot. I'm not afraid of flying. And I'll tell you, though, when we get back, how that flight frightened me so.
Thank you. Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
And here we are, back in the live free zone. This is Tom Cryer, and we're talking about being frightened on flights. I'm a pilot. I'm not afraid of flying. Doesn't bother me. I have faith in equipment. I have faith in people who handle it. But I did see something that absolutely terrified me yesterday. When I was at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport waiting for my plane, and we were about to go through security checks, everything is aligned. Everybody lined up. Nobody had to tell anyone to line up. Nobody had to put a sign up saying to line up. They just did it out of rote. And then we go through where our papers are checked to make sure our papers are in good order. And fortunately, mine were. And then we arrived at the security check station, and people began taking their shoes off, taking their jackets off, emptying their pockets and everything that they had into a little tub, and then going and standing in line. And the picture that I got, when I'm standing here watching this happen, all of these people standing there looking like refugees, with all of their possessions in a tub that they're carrying in front of them, barefoot, and waiting to be told what to do and where to go and when to do it, and an image of the Jewish people that were being relocated in Nazi Germany came and flashed into my mind of these poor people standing there being relocated to what they thought was going to be safe communities. And they're holding what few possessions they could carry, having left everything else behind. And they're waiting. They know what they're really doing is they're heading for either the showers or the cattle cars. And I'm wondering, are we headed for the showers or are we headed for the cattle cars? And it terrifies me to think how easy it is for our government and for our system to train the sheeple, us, into just obeying and just complying with each and every single thing. Now, it sounds like a minor thing because it says, well, this is all for your own good. But you got to remember, everything that Hitler did, everything Stalin did, was for the people's own good. It's up to us to challenge and question these things. So it just, that's a terrifying thought that I felt like I needed to blow off somewhere, and you just got it. And hopefully it put a picture in your mind so that next time that somebody comes up with some mindless thing that they expect you to obey them on, perhaps, I'm not suggesting go out to the airport and cause a scene, but at least think about the fact that these little ways are how you lose your freedom. I had a professor back in the 60s who taught German, and he was a member of the German resistance. You hear about the French resistance, you don't hear much about the German underground resistance. But his explanation of how it happened there was that it was little pieces. They never took big chunks of freedom. They took little pieces of freedom until there were none. There were no freedom left. So you've got to guard. You've got to protect. Now, so how are you going to understand? Now, incidentally, if you want to call in for the show today, the number again is 1-800-313-9443. Remember, I'm not an accountant. I'm not a CPA. I'm a constitutional lawyer. And I am really bowed up, as some of you are aware, on the issue of the taxes in the Constitution. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But right now, I want to give you a way to understand your Constitution in less than 1 minute. And I hope you have your paper and your pencil ready. Draw a triangle, an equilateral triangle, with a base across the bottom and a pointed top. Now divide that triangle in your mind in three zones, one-third, 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 and then draw two lines through those points so that now you have a small triangle at the top, and then a section in the middle, and then a section all the way across the bottom. In that top triangle, write U dot S dot, U period S period, for United States. At the bottom, put U.S. with no periods for us. Now, what stands between us and the United States government? The states. So write states in the middle section. Notice, when you look at this triangle, that the U.S. triangle has three corners. One of those is executive, one of those is judicial, and one of those is legislative, and it doesn't matter how you arrange them. But it's a three-branched government. Each of those is supposed to be holding the other two back. Notice also that the U.S., United States, triangle does not touch the block that says us. And that's because the Constitution didn't intend for the United States government to either tax or regulate us personally. They were given authority to make certain laws and make certain regulations that pertain to the country as a whole and with relations with foreign countries. But they were never intended to be given the power to tell us what we could and what we couldn't do. That part was reserved to the states by the 10th Amendment. Now, the middle section right under where the U.S. is the states. Notice it doesn't have 3 points. There is no peak on it. That's because all of the states are equal. The same goes for us. There's no point there. None of us are better than anybody else. And so we have no peak either in our section of the triangle. It's flat across the top because we are all equal. The state does touch us, though, and the state does have the authority to police power to regulate our conduct and what we can and can't do. But on the left-hand side, if you extend those lines out to the left and right to make like shelves sticking out, on the left side, you'll notice that the triangle up here at the very top is remote from us, and so are the laws. So write remote laws over here on the left of that small triangle on and sitting on the shelf right below it. on the right-hand side, you'll also notice when you stop and think about it that our representation that we have in Washington, D.C. is also remote. You hardly ever see a congressman or senator. And in fact, my congressman lives in Virginia, even though I'm in northwest Louisiana. So they're pretty remote. They don't listen to much to what you have to say, and you don't have many opportunities to tell them. But on a second level, those laws are not remote. So on the left side, put direct laws. And on the right side, you can write direct representation. Now, why is it not remote? It's because you see your state legislator and your city councilman. You see them at the barbershop. You see them at the grocery store. You might see them when you go to church on Sunday. But these folks, you have their ear. And they can't make laws that affect you without knowing how you feel about it. And they also can't make laws that affect you that don't affect them because they're one of us. How many laws does Congress pass that they exempt themselves from? A lot more than you think they do. Sexual harassment, for one, they're exempt from that. Now, that said, you now know everything you need to know about the United States Constitution. If you understand that triangle, and that you're not to be governed by the federal government, and that you are to be governed by your state, and that you have a right to be governed by bodies that you have representation and an ear. That people that make it stand there for you and people that have to answer to you. So now you understand your Constitution. Now you can take any issue just about that you want with respect to the Constitution and take that triangle as a template, and 99 times out of 100, you're going to come out with the solution or the answer that the court should come out with. That doesn't mean they will, but it means that that should produce that result, and that is your right. Now, let's talk a little bit about the tax situation. For those of you who are unaware, I'm currently involved in a dispute with the Internal Revenue Service and the federal government over its power to take away and to tax your labor. They have filed evasion charges against me, which I'm attempting to defend, and the whole story is available at the livefreezone.com. You can go to livefreezone.com and get the whole story, find out what's going on with the case, get the updates on the motions that are being filed and what little response the government is able to make to those motions. And you can also find out how you can help. They spent the last, this is a six-year ongoing battle, and they've spent the last half of it compiling a list of my clients and going out and scaring them to death, terrorizing, in effect, destroying my practice. And once they had me down to where they thought I could not fight back, that's when they struck. And what they're not taking into account is that I'm not alone. I've got a lot of people out there that are willing to help, people that are willing to send bullets to the troops and say, here, if you're going to be the point of the spear, I will help push that spear to where it needs to go. Because if you don't have any thrust behind the spear, the point doesn't matter. It's just a pointy stick. So if you want to know more about that, you can go to livefreezone.com and get the whole story. Part of what we talked about last week was the fact that the government cannot tax your labor because that would be a property tax. If they tax your wages, part of that is your labor. We're going to talk about another portion of the Constitution that applies to those taxes when we return. And we'll continue to examine this until we all know the whole truth. Here on the Live Free Zone, this is Tom Cryer, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
And welcome back to the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer, and we're talking about your constitutional rights. We're talking about the truth. We're talking about the big lie. And we're talking about why and what we can do. First off, what I want to do, though, is remind everybody that they need to, if they have not seen Freedom to Fascism, the documentary, fantastic documentary film done by award-winning film producer and director Aaron Russo. You need to do that. That film is available at RBN. You can obtain the film for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling, and you can get it off of the website republicbroadcasting.org. Or you can get it by calling 1-800-724-2719. You cannot watch that film and not know at the conclusion that the government doesn't want you to know something, that there is something they are desperately afraid that you are going to learn. And having the government afraid is a good thing. It's a good thing. I don't recall who said it, but I'll steal the quotation anyway. It's someone, I think it was Jefferson, but I'm standing out on a limb when I say that, said that when a government is afraid of its people, you have freedom. When the people are afraid of the government, you have tyranny. How many people do you know who are afraid of the government? Are you afraid of the government? Are you afraid of the IRS? That's part of your government. If you're afraid of them, you're afraid of the government, and we have tyranny. And you can tell from this film, without a doubt, that the government is afraid that you're going to learn something about what the law truly is that they do not want you to know. And that film is going to help you, and it's going to help your neighbors to understand, if not what that secret is, But there is a secret that you need to find out about. I know the secret. I dug that secret up 13 years ago. And when I did, and I found out about it, I didn't have any choice about what to do. I knew then I'd taken an oath 33 years ago to uphold the law and the Constitution. And 35 years ago, I took an oath not only to fight for the Constitution, but as an officer in the United States Army, to die for it if I had to. And so when I learned about the big lie and I learned what the big truth was, I determined that I had to fight for the Constitution and fight for the law. And I refused to file income tax returns until the government could show me a law that said I was liable, or the government could show me a law that said that my income, which consisted of fees for legal services, was taxable under the law, or even taxable under the Constitution. And that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today. We talked last month about the fact that when you work for a wage, you give up something in exchange for that. You give up your day, you give up your year out of your life that's being used up. But the government contends that you've given up nothing, that you've received your wages absolutely free. 100% of your wages, it says, are profit, meaning that you have sacrificed nothing, you've invested nothing in earning those wages. But at the same time, the Supreme Court says that what you invest in earning that wage is your property, that your labor is not only your property, it's most sacred and inviolate property, not my words, theirs, because it is the property upon which all wealth is based. How industrious, how hardworking, how knowledgeable, how skillful we are. These are the things that we are worth here on earth. These are the things that make up what I call our human capital. We have so many years, we don't know how many. We have so many months, but we don't know how many. We have so much energy, we don't know when that will play out. But we do know that in order to make a living, we've got to expend all of those. We have to give all of those to someone else in order to earn a wage. And when we do, that human capital is represented in that wage. And even if it's just a penny out of your entire wage, salary, or fee, if they tax 100%, they tax that penny too. And that makes it a property tax, which under the Constitution, they have to apportion and send the bill to the states, not to you. You remember the triangle we had up there? The Constitution was set up so that the United States could not directly tax any citizen. They could tax him, they could directly tax his property or his person, but not to him. If they had a tax on property, they would have to declare that tax, levy it, and then turn around, divide it up among the states according to population, and send the bill not to us, not to the owners of the property, but to the states. And the states would have to figure out where to get that money. And when they're gigging around in our pockets for the money, it's being done by people that we see at the barbershop and that we see at church. It's done by people that are accountable to us, not by people in Washington, D.C. That's the whole purpose of that, is to keep them separate and apart from us. Now, with respect to the second portion of problems with that, that's not the only problem in why they cannot tax. The second problem is what we're going to talk about in just a few minutes. And if you want to talk about it, give me a call at 800-313-9443 here at the Life Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307. Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
And we're back here at the Life Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We're talking about the truth. We're talking about the big lie, and we're talking about taxes. The big lie is in the first line of the income tax law, and it's not a lie that is a out-and-out fabrication. It's actually a lie by telling the truth but omitting significant parts of it. The first line of the first section of the Internal Revenue Code is Title 26, Section 1, and it says a tax is hereby imposed on all taxable income. What it doesn't tell you is that by that they don't mean the taxable income defined in Section 63, which says that it's your gross income minus your deductions. What that means is literally exactly what it said, and that a tax is only imposed on the income that is taxable. This is the part that's so obvious that we've overlooked it all of these years, and I thought that that was impossible. I didn't believe it. I thought the guy who first told me this 14 years ago was absolutely bonkers, although he didn't tell it to me that way. He merely stated it was voluntary because they called it voluntary, and therefore he didn't have to file. Well, that's true in a way, and it's not true in a way. But the tax is only on taxable income. So now let's take a look at what is taxable by the federal government. We do know that the federal government can tax things, activities. There are two ways it can tax. One is an indirect tax through an excise or through duties imposts, which are on foreign trade, but they can tax excise, by excise, privileged activities and the exercise of corporate privileges, and they can tax the licensing of certain occupations, which you would have to suppose are within their authority to license. They can do that, and it would not be a voluntary tax, but whether it ever occurred would be voluntary, and that is the true part about the voluntary income tax or any excise. And that is that if you don't want to pay a liquor tax, because when you buy a bottle of scotch or you buy a six-pack of beer, there are attached to that bottle or imprinted on that bottle evidence of payment of taxes, which are passed on to you in the price of that bottle of scotch or that six-pack of beer. Same way with a package of cigarettes. The little seal on the bottom is evidence that you are paying an excise tax on tobacco products. You can avoid paying that tax by not drinking alcohol or by not smoking or chewing or whatever tobacco products, or by growing your own tobacco if you want to use tobacco that you grow yourself rather than out of commerce where you have to pay a tax on it. That makes it voluntary. So they can't tax something that you can't not do, because then it would not be a voluntary, and if it's mandatory, it's a direct tax. That's the other way that they can tax. They can tax a direct tax on person or property. But again, we've already talked about that. They have to send the bill to the state. They can't send it to you. One of the things that we need to talk about as to what they can tax is, can they tax your fundamental rights? You remember, it's a privilege tax. Matter of fact, if you looked up in a law dictionary, you'd find that there's the synonym for an excise or an indirect tax is a privilege tax. You do not have, although you've heard it on television, a Fifth Amendment privilege. You've got Fifth Amendment rights. Privileges are things that the government grants you, like the privilege of driving or the privilege of hunting or fishing. And that's why you have to get permission or license from them to engage in those activities. But a lot of our activities are a matter of right. We don't have to ask anybody's permission to express our views. Right now, you and I are engaging in free speech. And, of course, you can engage in free speech here with us at 1-800-313-9443. And call in if you've got a question or comment or anything to contribute to this particular discussion. But can you tax a freedom like that? Can you tax a liberty that's guaranteed to us by the Constitution? You can't tax free speech without abridging free speech. And if you can tax something, as John Marshall said in McCulloch v. Maryland, if you can tax it, you can destroy it. So if the government has the power to tax our fundamental rights, that would mean it had the power to destroy our governmental rights. So we know that that cannot be. Now, what are other fundamental rights? We have the right to worship as we choose. They couldn't pass a tax on going to church. They couldn't put a tax collector at the front door of a church and collect $20 because you went to church and so you owe the $20 going to church tax. But there's another fundamental right that the Supreme Court has recognized time and time and time again, and that's the right to earn a living through the engaging in any lawful occupation. I want to say that again. You have a fundamental right, not a government right, not a permission, a permit, privilege, right. You have a fundamental right, a God-given right that you can't alienate, that can't be taken away from you and cannot even be impinged upon by the federal government, to earn a living by engaging in any lawful occupation. And the Supreme Court has said that time after time after time. Now, if you go out and engage in a living, and I don't care whether you're a plumber or an electrician, or you are working a steno pool and transcribing medical transcripts, or if you are working as a nurse, when you acquire your skills and you pursue your chosen occupation, you are exercising your God-given, not government-given, right to earn a living engaging in any lawful occupation. If I can tax that right, and if I can tax your engaging in that right, then I can tax your going to church, and I can tax your speaking publicly or speaking to others about your views. I don't believe that we can do that. Neither does any of the court authorities on that question believe that we can do that. The memorandum that I submitted in support of the motion to dismiss these charges against me raises that as one of its reasons. And in that memorandum, there are some 68 Supreme Court cases cited. In order to get to your personal earnings, I'm not talking about where you go and buy a piece of property for X and sell it for X plus so much and make a profit. I'm talking about if you go out and earn, just as I have, you go out and with your labor, your time, your energy, your skill, and your knowledge, earn a living through a wage, salary, or through fees, then to tax that would be to tax your labor, your property, but it would also be to tax a fundamental right, your exercise of a fundamental right. And that's forbidden by the Constitution. And it's forbidden by the Supreme Court over and over again. That is part of why your wages, your salaries, your fees that you personally earn are not included in that first line of the Internal Revenue Code. The Internal Revenue Code only taxes taxable income. Now, the government, if you were to corner them, I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon, but if you were to corner the government and they were to finally admit that your wages, salaries, and personal earnings were not taxable, they would be totally within their right to come back and say, listen, don't blame us. We told you, the very first thing out of our mouths was, we are imposing a tax on taxable income. Now, you filled out the tax return. We didn't. You put those things in there. We didn't. We didn't tell you to put anything in your tax return or to assess yourself with taxes on income that wasn't taxable. We told you just to pay it on the taxable income. But no, you did it to yourself. You can't blame us. Matter of fact, they could even go a little farther. They could say, hey, we told you that not everything can be included in gross income, that some of that need could be taken out or should be deducted before you can tell me what your gross is. And they even can go farther than that. Say, we told you that some income is exempt from taxation. I mean, how many times do we have to tell you something? We told you to begin with it's only the taxable income. We told you to begin with that not all income is taxable. We told you in the law that some income is actually exempt beyond the reach of the federal government to tax. But no, you went ahead and put it in there anyway, and now you want to fuss at me? Now, at that particular point, of course, you'd have to overcome the urge to slap the daylights out of the fellow, but you'd have to admit that he had a point. We're doing it to ourselves. And, of course, the reason we're doing it to ourselves is because we've been told by the IRS that our exempt income isn't exempt. But the law doesn't say that. What the law also doesn't say is what isn't taxable income. Nowhere. And they tell you that some items of income and some activities that produce income cannot be included in taxable income. They don't tell you what those are in the law. They just tell you what can be included. And none of those things that can be included are your wages, salaries, or fees. And when they tell you in law that certain income is exempt from taxation and should not be included in gross revenue, they don't tell you what is exempt. They tell you these four things are not exempt. The four things they give you or three of them foreign trade, and the other one is trade and income derived from the territories, which, you know, we don't have territories like Oklahoma Territory, Indian Territory, or we do have, however, possessions such as Guam and Samoa, Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico. Income derived from those places is taxable, and it's not exempt. They tell you that, but they don't tell you what is exempt, and they don't tell you what cannot be included in gross income and is not taxable income. So by omission, we are being deceived. And then that omission and the deception that's in the law through not telling us the whole story is being capitalized upon by the Internal Revenue Service by its printing publications, which are no more law than National Enquirer or Time Magazine. These publications, booklets, pamphlets, instructions to your 1040 are not law. They're merely claims by the Internal Revenue Service. And the law doesn't support them. And that's why you have so many people out there right now that are saying to the Internal Revenue Service and to the federal government, show me the law, and they cannot do it. One of my motions pointed that out. And at that particular point, you would think the government would say, well, yeah, there is a law, and here it is, Judge. But if you look at if you went to that website I gave you, liefreezone.com, you can see the government's response. And it doesn't come up with one single law. And when the motion says, I want you to dismiss this, Judge, because there's no law that says I'm liable, and the government shrugs its shoulders, what does that tell you? That tells you there is no law. That's why they can't show you the law that says that you're liable. And I said in my motion, though there's no law that says that my income is taxable by the law. And again, all they had to do was point to the law and say, yeah, it is, here it is, Judge. But they couldn't do anything but shrug their shoulders. That tells you something. That tells you there is no law. And if there is no law, why is the IRS keep sending you booklets telling you that it is the law and that you're required to file and pay taxes on your personal earnings? Why are they still getting away with it? And the reason is that you and I haven't been calling them on it. And if we do call them on it, it's only one of us. It's only two of us. We have to work together. We have to demand together. And we have to tell them, if you want the money, you're going to have to show me the law. We have to, I'm not telling anybody, don't file their income taxes. I'm not extending advice or trying to tell somebody, go out and break the law. Because in your case, it might be breaking the law not to file. I don't know what kind of income you have. But I do know this. You have a right to know the truth. You have a right for your public servants to answer your questions. These are not your public rulers. These are your public servants. And you have a right to the answers to the questions that you have. And if you have any of those answers, or if you have any of those questions, you can call me at 1-800-313-9443, and we'll see if we can't answer them. Or we'll see if we can't maybe come up with some even better questions for them. Recently, a group, and I don't remember what the group or which one it was, I think really it was a collaboration between several, but the primary moving group on it was an outfit called We the People, headed up by a fellow by the name of Bob Schultz, presented a list of 506 questions on behalf of thousands of people who had signed off on this request for answers to 506 questions. You want to know how many there were that they received answers to? They received no answers whatsoever. They've got 506 dead silence responses. Not one question was answered. If they cannot answer our questions, if they will not answer our questions, if they cannot show us the law, then I think, and this is my opinion, not my legal advice, but it's certainly my opinion, that we're entitled to demand that they do. And until all of us stand up and say, hey, I want the answers, I want the truth, then the only only place that you're going to hear the truth is on places just like this, right here on Republic Broadcasting, is about the only place you're going to find it. Frankly, I'd like to know that the truth was coming from my government. I'd like to know and believe that I could trust what they had to say. But I can't now because I know that they're lying to me, and they've been lying to me, and they've been lying to you, and they've been lying to your dad and your mom, and they've been lying to your grandparents ever since 1913 by not telling them the whole truth, by allowing them to believe that what the government says instead of what the law says is the law. And no telling how much of their labor has been taken away from them. The Supreme Court says when you take a man's labor, you subject him to the worst form of slavery. And that's exactly what this is. Whether you're a 10% slave or 100% slave, it's like being 10% pregnant, isn't it? All right, well, give me a call, 800-313-9443, and we'll start taking callers in a little bit here and start talking about the truth here at the Life Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, and we're coming around to the top of the hour here at the Life Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. A little bit about the situation that I alluded to earlier is that I have received a ton, and just a ton of outpouring of moral support from the folks here at the Freedom and Justice Conference, and for which I am eternally grateful. And they realizing that I had been financially crippled prior to their striking with this. Now that they've crushed me financially, now they want to crush me physically and spiritually, and they want to lock me away where I can't tell you what the truth is. And they are, you know, helping out in that direction. And that's how we win these fights, is by making arrows for, you know, each other. When you're in the battle, I make arrows for you and send them to you. My grandmother hung wiring harnesses and bombers during World War II. She was part of the battle. Although she never got shot at, she was part of what won that war. So if we all fight together and we all work together, and you can find out what you can do to help by going to liferezone.com and reading that, and it'll tell you not only why this fight is going on, but it'll tell you why it's important that we have to win, not me, that we have to win. Now, we were talking about your fundamental rights, and we were talking about taxing those fundamental rights. The primary case that came out was in the 1930s, and it was a case called the Butchers Union case, and it wasn't even about the fundamental right to earn a living. And it actually originated by a concurring opinion by Justice Field, who said, and besides, this is the right decision because people have a right to earn a living. It's part of your freedom to pursue happiness. You can't pursue happiness if you can't choose your own work. You can't pursue happiness if you can't get out and work and receive compensation for that work and labor. And four more justices piled on and said, yes, that's right. That's why this case is right. And following that, there are no less than 30 or 40 Supreme Court declarations that the right to earn a living through any lawful occupation is a constitutionally protected, God-given right. Understand something, too, about your Constitution. Look back at your pyramid that you drew a little while ago, and you'll see that there is no connection between you and the federal government. But you'll also see that the government gives you nothing, gives you absolutely nothing. There's nothing. You have no rights that you obtain through the Constitution. What is in the Constitution is prohibitions against the government interfering with rights that you already had. Thomas Jefferson said you were endowed with your rights by your Creator. Now, some of us, you know, believe that that Creator happens to be Almighty God. Others believe it was Mom and Dad. But regardless of who we believe created us, we hit the ground with those rights attached to us. We were born with those rights, and we're entitled to die with those rights intact and not abridged, not taxed, and certainly not taken away by the federal government. And as long as we stand united on that, and as long as we help each other to fight for that, then we each other will enjoy that right and enjoy those freedoms that we were born with. And without any interference and without having anybody come in, federal government or anyone else coming in and saying, I'm taking a cut of you. I'm taking a part of you. Just like a protection racket. If you want to be safe from me, the dangerous government, you will give me a cut of your take. And when we get back, we're going to be talking to you folks. It'll be your turn. Give us a call at 1-800-313-9444.